This seems to be a day for the ladies. And I love that. There are certain sections of the Bible that show women of valor, mighty and strong, beautiful women of God. And I love those sections. And today is one of them. Deborah is a prophetess. And people are coming to her. And she becomes a judge of Israel for her wisdom and her ability to judge and lead. And she calls for Barak, and they assemble an army, and she sends Barak into battle against Sisera, against a country that has been oppressing them mercilessly. Barak says, "I'm not going unless you go." And she says, "Fine, I'll go, but just so you know, I'm going to get the credit. From now on, throughout all history, it's going to be said that a woman defeated Sisera." Barak seemed to be cool with that, so away they went together. And sure enough, the defeat was not a close contest, but a complete rout. And Sisera's army was completely destroyed. The only one that escaped was Sisera, who fled to a place where there was a peace treaty, came into the tent of Jael, another mighty woman of valor, who a song was written about later in the reading today. Can you see this? Can you see this woman knowing who this is and giving this guy a cup of milk? And then after he falls asleep, going in with a tent peg and hammering it through his head? That's an impressive woman. That is a strong lady. And I love nothing more than when God's women rise up and blossom and become who they are. Strong, beautiful, resolved, godly. I told one of our moderators about a year ago. I said, "Leslie, I don't think there's anything hotter than a godly woman." And there's not. Rise up, you women of God out there. Understand that you are irreplaceable, that you are priceless. And to those that God has allowed you to shepherd and mother and be wives to and be counselors to and be comforters to, you are utterly irreplaceable in the kingdom of God. If it weren't for you, we'd be a bunch of guys with no reason to be valiant. You draw it out. Do not diminish your value to the king and his kingdom by focusing on what you think are your shortcomings or deficits. You are the heart of most homes and the hope of most futures. So rise up, women of God, and radiate God's glory as only you can.